to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, Billy couldn't read or write. He never read a book in his life. He looked like shit. Face didn't fit. He only ill when at a night. Well, Billy got invited to party. He would always dress him annoyed. Billy fancied his chances. And they called him an arrogant boy. Billy had a special trick. He knew what made the punters tick. From Rick in the Elite to a picked-up peak, good old Billy lived by his wits. Billy didn't have a choice. Got buried underneath the noise. He took a deep breath, found his voice. So they called him an arrogant boy. Oh, Billy. Oh, Billy.
Welcome to another Transatlantic Express for May the 15th, 2026. I am DJ Ian, live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope you're doing all right in the world, wherever you are. We're rocking out with a little bit of Deep Purple. Brand new, just out this week. Arrogant Boy, a single from their new album, Splat. They will be in Vancouver, well, at Abbotsford, which is a bit of a trek out of Abbotsford, you know, to Abbotsford, but they will be at the Abbotsford Arena. Never been there for a gig, so I'm interested to see how it goes. And, yeah. Couple of gigs this week that I've got tickets for. I've got tickets for The Fix. They're playing in Vancouver August the 4th. And I just got tickets this morning. They went on sale 2 hours ago this morning. So I got mine. And then we got Jazz Sabbath. I mean, on, I think it's June the 10th at the Pearl on Granville Street. And if you've not heard of Jazz Sabbath before, it's Adam from Sabbath. Adam, who's the keyboard player. Adam Wakeman, that is. You know him. You know the Wakeman family. Come on. So Rick Wakeman's son. And they do jazz standards of Black Sabbath standards, or jazz versions of Black Sabbath's tunes. They're pretty awesome. No guitar that I recall. Although, the lineup's subject to change, I suspect. So we've got a good show lined up for you today. We'll be featuring albums from the Tyler Gang, Dr. Feelgood, and a fella by the name of Violinsky. And he had a hit with Clog Dance, which I played on my show last week or the week before or something. And if you hear noises in the background, I've got construction guys all over my house. We've got scaffolding up. They're putting up the the barrier protector. I'm not sure what it's protecting. Anyway, let's get on with some Tyler Gang. This is a track from the album Yachtless and something called Hurricane, right here on Transatlantic Express, on the House of Prog, and on CJSF 90.1 FM. Ian on the Transatlantic Express radio show on the House of Prog. ¶¶ you can't beat a bit of level 42. Especially from their early days. There's a track called Heathrow. We enjoyed that one. That is Heathrow, all the way from 1981 on that. I believe it was on their very first album. So when they were still kind of a bit more jazzy than funky, I don't know. Or poppy, I'm not sure where you could make the judgment. Okay, and I do remember having a good interview with Mike Lindup way back in the day when they played at the Commodore back in 86, I think. Yeah, that was a good one. And I got all my albums signed because I was already a big Level 42 fan back in the day. What else to be here and there? We did hear from, Tyler Gang. Yes, two tracks from them. From the album Yachtless, came out in 1980s on Berkeley Records. And I picked that one up at, where did I get that one from? I'm not sure. Wigan, maybe? I'm not sure. Yes, yes. We had a debate whether the thing said £10 or £20. A ridiculously amount, a high amount for a used record. But, you know, credit cards and, you know, tapping your phone is just too easy these days. Speedball Morning was the name of the track. And then a track in there as well called Hurricane, both from the album Yachtless. And, yeah, just in case you're wondering, you are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com. We go out every Tuesday, every Friday at 12 noon Pacific, and then 3 p.m. UK, and that's 8 p.m. in, sorry, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. UK. And then we go out on CJSF 90.1 FM here locally on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. and I believe Thursday mornings at 7, although I'm never up to see that or hear it. Yeah, so I hope you're doing all right. Let's carry on. We've got a couple of features today. Dr. Feelgood, Tyler Gang we've heard from, and then we're going to be playing a couple of tracks from a fella by the name of Violinsky. But first we're going to play some Dr. Feelgood. I think we've got some Dr. Feelgood coming up. I feel like Dr. Feelgood is coming. Why not? Here we go. This is Dr. Feelgood and King for a Day.
Come
That is another track from Dr. Feelgood. And, yeah, if you don't know who Dr. Feelgood were, where is the album? Got it here somewhere. So this version of the album, it's called A Case of the Shakes. And it featured, of course, some production by Nick Lowe. It was just featured quite a bit on the Stiff documentary I just watched the other day. That's kind of cool. Of course, Lee Brillier on lead vocals.